You are now listening to Mike's Opinion, Logic Unleashed.
That's right, you are now listening to the Mike's Opinion Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. What's up, world? How y'all doing out there? I hope you're doing all right. COVID-19, SARS-2, coronavirus is still going. And today was the first day of the NFL. Yes, the Chiefs versus the Texans. Pat Mahomes, the $500 million boy, got it done. 34-20, in case you're wondering. And I hope I didn't do a spoiler alert for you. I should have gave you fair warning. But yeah, I'm very happy the NFL. I like the Warriors, the Gladiators going at it. And I'm still a Neanderthal to a certain degree, I guess. Because I still like the NFL. I like the MMA. I like boxing, especially them heavyweights slugging it out. I like rugby. You know, I'm still a man. I'm not scared to be a man. And I know it may be a little barbaric. But, you know, I like to see people, you know, get it in. And hopefully nobody gets seriously injured. You know, CTE is apparently real. But when you sign up for football, you know what you're doing. But that is not today's topic. Today's topic, as you see the title of this episode, is Vision versus Victim. And I'm just going to tell you right now, this one's going to probably get me in trouble. It's going to get me in trouble with some people that I know and possibly some people that I don't know, even though I'm not going to say nobody's name. Nobody's name. But vision versus victim. Let me tell you basically what that means and then I'll dive in. Vision. Okay, let me just go ahead and give you both definitions first. Okay, according to Merriam-Webster.com, vision is a noun. And there are several definitions of vision. And one of them is the act or power of seeing. Yeah. Another of the definitions on Merriam-Webster.com is a thought concept or object formed by the imagination. Yes. Another definition is something seen in a dream, trance, or ecstasy. The act or power of imagination. Mode of seeing or conceiving. Vision. Okay? Vision can also be a verb as well. Okay? But one of the definitions also says the special sense of which the qualities of an object constituting its appearance are perceived through a process in which light rays entering the eye are transformed. So I just want to be clear when I mention the word vision in the title and in the subject of this episode, I'm not talking about eyesight. Okay? I am not talking about eyesight. Okay. Another definition is something that you imagine, a picture that you see in your mind. In your mind. So, someone that has vision, that dares to dream, that has a plan, that imagines ideas. That's what I'm talking about when I talk about vision. Now let's get to victim. Okay? According to Merriam-Webster.com, a victim is one that is subjected to oppression, hardship, or mistreatment. Another one of the definitions is one that is tricked or duped. And I'll stop there. So vision, a creative, imaginative person versus a victim, somebody that's tricked or duped. That's what I'm talking about today in the versus category. Okay. So I am a visionary. Now, I'm not on the scale yet of Elon Musk or Steve Jobs because I don't have the capital to fund my visions, but I have a thick file folder and I have had this for decades of ideas, concepts, and visions of mine. I'm always thinking of new ideas. Okay. And, there's a saying that says small minds talk about people, average minds talk about events, great minds talk about ideas. Okay. I was skipped from third to fifth grade. I'm not saying I'm all that. Please don't get this twisted. I am not saying I'm a genius or that I'm better than anybody else because I am not. I have been different though. My whole life. I have been victimized. Okay. On one or two occasions. I remember one, me and my boy was walking down the street. I don't know if this guy was trying to rob us or what, but he just walked up. I mean, just so quick, ran up on me, punched me in my eye. Now, I probably was in my early teens, you know, and we chased him, couldn't catch him. And then one other time, and I brought that one on myself, and, I learned from both of those instances. But for the great majority of my life, I have not been a victim. A lot of people are victimized by society. Now, let me tell you what I mean by that. Okay? I left corporate America over 20 years ago. When I was in my early to mid 30s. Because one day, and I want to tell you, I walked away from a consultant position making great money, great freedom, highly sought after position in the company I was working for. As a matter of fact, people got in that position and they retired in that position. But for me, it was too many chiefs, not enough Indians, my ideas took too much bureaucracy to get implemented, and it hit me, you know, the saying like a ton of bricks, that I need to do my own thing. Now, I had done my own thing in other small ventures, and still today, even my ventures are small, including this podcast. You know what I'm saying? Maybe one day it'll bubble or something, maybe. And all I want to do is contribute positively to the world. That's why I do this podcast. Hopefully to bring a smile or to inspire thought. And in this particular episode, maybe I'll help you free yourself. I remember that In Vogue song, free your mind and the rest will follow. I think that's how the song started. So when I talk about vision versus victim, this is what I'm talking about. So it hit me like a ton of bricks. Over 20 years ago, I do not care. And I made a solid promise and commitment to myself. I don't care if I have to live under a bridge. I don't care if I have to look in the dumpster for food. I'm not working for nobody else no more. And I've been lucky, fortunate, blessed, however you want to see it, to be able to do that. For the last 20 years. And, there's been peaks and valleys. And, you know, I have needed help and, have asked for help and haven't been afraid to do that. You know what I'm saying? So, I wish everybody could. Okay. But some are followers and some are leaders. Everybody's not a leader. And I get that. So I don't want this to come across as I'm condemning anybody that punches that 9-to-5 clock, that works 48 out of 52 weeks, 5 out of 7 days, the best hours of the day, and they see their kids on weekends, mornings and evenings of the weekdays. Or their time, their free time, is limited to weekends and 2 weeks of vacation. All the other time is dedicated to making the top dozen or so people in a corporation richer, or keeping a government afloat. You know, we get into these jobs, and I've been there, done that, and they give you a living wage if you're fortunate enough to have the education and skills and or skills to get a job with a really good wage. And then, of course, they include the benefit package in your overall compensation amount. And you get comfortable in that. In fact, you get addicted and reliant upon that, right? Because if that check stops, you're in too deep. You got your mortgage, one or two car payments, your bills, credit card bills. You've got all of these things that you set up that are solely relying on that paycheck. So you're stuck. And you real stuck if it's something that you can't stand doing. And I know there are millions of people that wake up every day and dread going to their job. And they look forward to that weekend. They call them weekend warriors. And they look forward to that 1 or 2 weeks of vacation that they actually get to probably travel somewhere, and are so tired by the time they finish their vacation that they need a vacation from their vacation. Now, I ain't never been a hater. But when you look at the lives of the rich, the people that have acquired lots and lots of money, their time is their own. They get to explore this planet. They get to enjoy this planet in ways most of us will never do. In ways most of us can never even imagine. Months long vacation. And in fact, their home is a vacation palace with indoor outdoor pools, tennis courts, basketball courts, private jets, private islands, second, third, fourth, fifth homes. Like I said, I'm not hating, because I'm trying to get mine before I die. And if I don't, it's okay. I'm still happy with the life I've carved out for myself. But I can tell you this, I definitely would not have been happy had I not severed those ties with corporate America. Dare I say, the modern day slave master. So if you can do it. Because I see those people, which I was one, as victims. Check this out. It gets deeper. How do we become victims? Okay? I can tell you my experience, and I went to private school in New York City. But not once in grade school or in high school was the possibility posed to me, mentored to me, instructed to me, delivered to me that I should be a business owner, that I should be setting my sights on starting my own thing, that I should think independently, what can I create to give to the world and earn an honorable, livable wage, that I can get decent compensation. Now, for black people, for which I am one, what we got? Entertainment and sports. For the majority, and keep in mind, I'm generally speaking, when you look at big, giant, general numbers of all black people in the United States, handful of people doing it big enough in sports. Because league minimum in a lot of these sports is six figures. So that's all right, right? But at the top of this episode, I mentioned $500 million Mr. Patrick Mahomes, and congratulations to him on his contract and his recent engagement to his white girlfriend. I know, I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry. Love has no color. But anyway, he only half black. Yo, Patrick, if you hear this, no, I'm not really throwing shade at you. You know what I'm saying? Because I understand the white girl situation. I lived with a couple of them. I get it. Anyway. But, you know, $500 million because he's got a talent. A sports talent. Right? NBA. Ain't too many of us in Major League Baseball or hockey or soccer or car racing. So, you know what I'm saying? We got basketball and football. Basically. Okay? A few of us in golf, maybe. And then there's entertainment. Right? Which I guess this falls under that. But I've been having my own businesses prior to this. And this has not made me a dime. As of today. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. That's not the primary reason why I'm doing it. But movies. Music. Television. There's some of us in that. Saw an article today from Halle Berry. And she said winning the Oscar was one of her biggest heartbreaks. She said that because she thought she would be opening the door for other black artists, other black actors, particularly black actresses. And it has not happened. She was the first black female to win Best Actor for her role in Monsters Ball in 2002. First one. Sad. Also, I read an article from, what's the girl that used to play on Shears? Kirstie Alley. Because the Academy came out with these new requirements now for Best Picture. You cannot get nominated for Best Picture unless you jump through these hoops. And of course, it's all based on diversity and inclusion, including black people and gay people, LGBTQ. You know what I'm saying? So she had a problem with that because she's like, that's going to make people stifle their artistry. And I understand her argument, but I wholeheartedly disagree. And the reason why I disagree is because we got catching up to do. Just like affirmative action. We got catching up to do. Black people have suffered for 400 plus years. So we appreciate these things. We welcome these things that force that inclusion. So if you have to make some black people in front and behind the camera be included to be considered for Best Picture, well, bravo. Okay? Bravo. And these are the things that people don't understand that needs to happen to be caught up. And it seems unfair to a lot because you're like, well, I didn't do this. My grandfather did it. My great-great-grandfather was a slave owner. I wasn't a slave owner. Well, guess what? You got to pay for the sins of the father. Okay? So, the victims out there are just that. You victimized, but I'm here to free you. I'm here to tell you, you don't have to be no victim no more. You're going to have to switch your lifestyle, or you're going to have to plan for it for the next 2-3 years. Start living like you broke. Start living like you real broke. Start tucking away that cash. And simultaneously, think about what you really want to do that's going to make you happy and start your own business. I encourage all my family and all my friends to do it. All of them. Everybody I encounter. I just shared a couple of apps that I'm in that allow me to trade stocks, options, cryptocurrency for free. Commission free. And if you're interested, shoot me an email at mikesopinionshow@gmail.com. I'll share my link with you. And when you sign up and fund your account with $100 or more, both of us get a free share of stock. And that stock could be anywhere from, I think, $1 to $500. So, I left corporate America 20 years ago and have not looked back. Like I said, there have been peaks and valleys, and I've had to ask for help along the way. You can do this. You can do this. Now, if you fail, don't look at it as failure. Look at it as a lesson and keep trying. Do not stop until you reach the goal that you want. It's really that simple. Don't never, ever, ever, never, ever give up. And don't be afraid to ask for help. Don't be afraid to go on those food stamps if you need to do that, if you meet the qualifications. You know what I'm saying? Don't be afraid to ask that family member that got it. You know, I need a couple G's to get me through for a minute. Can you help me? You know what I'm saying? Don't be afraid to reach out to those organizations that will pay your electricity bill for a few months. There ain't no shame in it. Ain't no, and for black people, think of it as a form of reparations, damn it. Huh? Yeah. So, I can tell you that you will feel happier. You will feel more relaxed. You may work harder than you working now. But if you're doing it for you and yours, for your business, for your corporation, for your LLC, for your sole proprietorship, for yourself, you will feel much better. If you don't have to wake up every morning at 06 o'clock, take that shower, put on those clothes, make that commute. Even if you work from home. I've worked from home for a large corporation, and it's still punching that clock. You better punch it on time. Yo, can you know, I just had, when I said that, I just remembered, yo, running to grown ass man, running to get to the door. And if I'm not there on time, I'm going to get written up. The fuck is that? And if I get written up too much times, then I get suspended. If I keep doing that, then I get fired. All of these threats. And then now in the workplace, you got to watch what you say, who you say it to. You got to make sure your social media ain't on blast. You can't be you. It's stifling. It's oppressive. And flat out, you are a victim. Now, the Oprahs, the Elon Musk, the Steve Jobs, the Bill Gates, the Warren Buffetts, you know, just to name a few very popular ones that come to the top of my dome. And believe me, there are many out there that are doing their own thing. Do not get it twisted. Okay? And there are thousands of others, small business owners, that are doing all types of businesses. And if you want to get into the X-rated land, OnlyFans is popping. And I heard one of these stars, wasn't Kylie Jenner, who was it? She made $1 million in a day. Now, sounding the alarm about all this money is great, but I'm the first to tell you, money don't buy happiness. Okay? And I know that sounds cliche as fuck, but it's true. Because I know a lot of people that have money that are miserable. Okay? That's a fact. But it's a different type of miserable. Let me just say that. A lot of it is self-inflicted and self-imposed. And a lot of it has to do with the toxic people they have around them. But when I say it's a different kind of miserable, when your bills are paid, when you can buy stuff without looking at the price tag, when you could afford quality health care, when the home you live in and the car you drive is exactly what you want and it makes you smile every time you see it or drive it, and it has all the amenities that you could ever dream of, and those things are taken care of, and your immediate circle of loved ones and friends are good, they taken care of, Where do you think the misery comes from? Comes from a different set of miserableness. Comes from a different set of stress. It's not a, can I pay this bill? Am I going to get evicted? Am I going to be homeless? Am I going to be sitting in the dark? How I'm going to put food on the table? How I'm going to get child care? How I'm going to afford this doctor's bill? It's not that type of stress. It's not that type of miserable. It's a different type of miserable. You know what I'm saying? So, to my victims out there, I was one. I was one of you. And I need to make it clear. I ain't rich. I am not far from rich. I'm not even a six-figure nigga. I hate using that word. I'm not even a six-figure dude. Okay? Not even close. So the struggle is still very real for me. I can't even buy a real quality microphone, as some of you that follow me may know. I'm still trying to get that. So if you can, if you able, please, in the show notes, if you don't know how to get to your show notes or on whatever means that you're listening to this podcast, find it. You can Venmo, PayPal, Cash at me. If you want to do it some other way, send me an email. MikesOpinionShow@gmail.com. That's in the show notes too. If you got an old microphone, a good quality microphone, USB or 3.5 millimeter, please, if you want to send it to me, I'll send you my address. Just let me know and you can send it to me. A nice computer with some nice processing speed would be great. A good monitor, some good cords, a mixer for the microphones. You know, I need money to try to advertise. Once I get to a certain point, I would like to do some advertising for the podcast. I mean, there's so much I want to do with this podcast. I didn't know t-shirts were so expensive. I'm trying to do t-shirts for a t-shirt giveaway. I want to do a situation where I could do call-ins and have callers calling this. I got big visions for this particular podcast and other media to build a media empire, all based on one objective: to put out positivity. There's enough drama and action stuff with blood and guns and all that. That's not what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to bring good, solid happiness and positivity to planet Earth. And I know this episode probably ain't that, but it is trying to free some people from the chains that they have. And listen, I know everybody's not that. Everybody's just not a leader. And if you enjoy punching that clock, being kept in line, making whatever corporation you work for richer. And then, like I said, it's usually a dozen to two dozen men and women at the top of that corporation that reap the benefits, that get the real money. If you enjoy, you know, making them richer, then keep on doing you then, you know? If you're trapped and you're so far in debt that you can't, that you think you can't stop and pursue your own venture, I'm here to tell you, you can. I'm here to tell you, if you put the pen to the paper, and if you put down a plan, you can do it. My mother told me this, I don't know where she got this from, but she said, to fail to plan is to plan to fail. I'll say it again. To fail to plan is to plan to fail. And what that means is, if you don't put the plan together, then you already are failing. Okay? Now, when I left corporate America 20 years ago, I was with this woman who was a dancer, if you know what I mean. And she was hustling. Okay? Hustling hard with the objective. And I liquidated my 401k. She matched my shine. We got a house and we started my first business. That was 20 years ago. And like I said, I'm not afraid to ask for help. It also helps if you have somebody who's got your back, somebody who matches your shine, somebody who matches your effort, somebody who's as smart as you or smarter and will support you. And she did that. And I'll be forever thankful to her, even though we're not together no more. You know what I'm saying? But you don't have to have that. You don't have to have none of that. All you have to do is have a dollar and a dream. When you was a kid, what did you dream you wanted to be? Do you remember those days? And it really don't matter how old you are listening to this. But I'm imagining, you know, 8-year-olds listening to this. But when you were a kid, what did you dream? What did you dream you wanted to be? Now, some of those things are unrealistic. Now, I never dreamt it, but I'm over 50. There's no way I'm going to play in the NFL. Not even as a punter. Okay? Yeah, that's just the fact. There's no way I'm going to be an astronaut. Okay? Alright? So, there's certain things that are just unrealistic. So, what I'm trying to say is you have to be realistic, but you can still aim high. Now, I could probably get on the NFL in some capacity. Not as a starting player, maybe not even as a real player, but I could probably get some job that would put me on the field, filling up the water jugs. Or if I was really talented, even at 50, if I had a super leg, could punt, maybe I could do something like that. So I'm not going to say that's being ruled out. Now, I think there are age requirements to be an astronaut. So maybe not then. So maybe I could work at the space center. Maybe I can help gas the joint up. You know what I'm saying? I could go to school to get a degree and get involved. So I could still fulfill that dream to some degree. But the whole point is following. The whole point is planning. The whole point is strategizing. The whole point is putting in that work and that dedication. Now, I need you to understand that it's just not you. Okay? There is a system in place to keep you as the labor force for the rich and these powerful corporations. Okay? And it's all connected. Your food, what you consume in entertainment, lack of exercise, the way you think, all connected. And it seems simple. We all know, right? We've heard it a million times. Diet and exercise. My immediate last episode prior to this one was titled Vegan versus Carnivore. And I'm telling you that because I know for a fact what you put in your body matters. It matters how you perform. It matters how you feel. It matters how you recuperate. And it affects how you think. Yes. What you consume, what you eat and drink affects all of those things. It's a fact. It is a fact. Okay? Also, what you do with your free time. And I know this sounds fucked up. And I maybe sounds judgmental and that I'm judging people. I'm not. Do what you want to do in your life. Okay? But I'm not binge watching shit. I don't have the hours of my life to give to nothing. And my mother and I, we have hot, heated debates about this. And she's like, you know, everybody ain't you. And I was like, yes, Ma. And this definitely podcast episode is not about my mother, because my mother is a published author with 2 master's degrees and she's got her shit together and I can't even come close. Okay. When I was asking for help, guess who I went to? My mother. So this definitely ain't about my mother. She's retired and she's earned the right to binge watch whatever the fuck she wants. She's traveled, you know, internationally. She's been there, done all of that. So, I applaud my mother. I look up to my mother and things that she's done. But, I'm talking to people that, you know, are still in the workforce that's disgruntled, the victims. You know what I'm saying? You know, that are watching fake lives, doing fake shit, and their life is passing them by. This show and that show, that the people on the other side of that show, the actors, the directors, the writers, they living their best life. So which one are you? You either a creator or a consumer? Which one are you? A creator or a consumer? You consuming the shit or you creating the shit? We all got something to contribute, right? But your diet, lack of focus, all this shit keeps us docile. And how do I know? Because I was there. I was one. And I don't know what the fuck happened that day. I don't know if I dreamt something. Maybe UFOs abducted me. Yo, I got a series coming up on UFOs. You can't miss it. But I don't know. Something changed in me, like, literally overnight. And I was like, fuck this. And when I put in my resignation, people thought I was insane. I was walking away from this fantastic job that, you know, and I had been at the company for over 7 years. I had been in that position for the last 2 years. You know, and I had two other positions prior to that. And this consultant position, like I said, was very highly sought after. And people was like, you leave it? For what? And I was, yo, I got other shit to do. I have other things to do. I have dreams to follow. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think it's ever too late for anybody to start. Okay? Now, I mentioned the word start. One of my faults that I have been consciously working on is I am a great starter, but I have not always been the best finisher. And you got to finish what you start. You know what I'm saying? And I focused on that over the last, I don't know, especially last 10 years on being a better finisher. Follow through. Get it done. Put in that work. And my wife is concerned a lot because she's like, you don't sleep regularly. You don't sleep that much. You know, and I remember reading a book about Da Vinci, how he didn't sleep. He slept 2 hours here, 2 hours there, but he was up all day and all night. And not that I'm trying to model my life after Leonardo da Vinci, but it's comfortable to me. You know what I'm saying? I don't sleep a lot. I got a bunch of irons in the fire. I got a lot of stuff going on. I'm trying to leave behind something to my children and my grandchildren. I'd like to leave a legacy that said, yo, Mike was on Earth. He was here. He was here. He did something. He contributed to planet Earth. Something that we want to remember. Which makes me wonder. You know what? I'm not even going to say that out loud. Because I'm going to investigate that. And I might start it myself. You know, I want to leave something behind. And before I can't walk or can't talk or don't have my mental faculties about me, I want to make enough money and enough connections to explore this planet. Places I have not gone. I have not gone to the Orient, to Asia. You know, I have not gone to Africa, to Egypt, to the pyramids. I've not gone to Australia. You know, I'm not going to Antarctica. I have not spent a significant time in any ocean on a yacht or on a large ship, a boat. You know what I'm saying? There's so much that I have not done. I haven't been to Aspen. There's so much of this planet I have not seen in person. I haven't even been to the Grand Canyon. Okay. Now I have been to Europe. I have been to Paris, been to Mexico, been to Canada, you know, Spain. I've been different places. It's not like I've gone nowhere. Okay. Born and raised in New York. That itself was a blessing because New York is a fantastic city, exciting city, busy, bustling city full of wonder. I mean, around every quarter, you don't know what you're going to see, who you're going to meet. Just growing up in New York City was a great experience for me. But you know, I got a life to live still. And I want to do it all. Maybe even go to space. That's going to be possible in my lifetime within the next 20 years. You know, space tourism. Yo, where you going for vacation? I'm going up to the Hilton Space Joint or the Marriott Space Hotel. I'm going to chill up there for a few days in the outer sphere. You know? You know what I'm saying? Wouldn't that be awesome? So much I want to do. And there's something more important than that, though. You know? I want to give. I love to give, not for any thing. What I don't want anything back. I don't want anything back. I just love to see the joy in people when I give them stuff. You know, I don't want anything in return. I would like to have enough money to make all my loved ones and friends financially whole. Now, I don't know what that's going to do for them. I remember listening to a song by Jay-Z, you know, him and his wife, I believe, are billionaires. That's what they say. But I remember in the song, he tells the story of, you know, he started getting money. And I believe he bought his nephew or cousin, I want to say it was a nephew, a motorcycle or a car. And the nephew or cousin died, you know, in an accident with that motorcycle or car. And, you know, everything has a ripple effect. Everything that you do sends out ripples. And you always hope that they're all positive, but some of them are not, you know? So, you know, I don't know how Jay-Z feels about that, but I would think any person, if it happened to me, you know, if I bought my niece or nephew or my cousin, you know, a brand new Benz. And, you know, here's this Benz for you. Pay, title's yours. Boom. You take care of the insurance and the gas and all that, and it's yours. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, here's some cash for the first year of operation. The first maintenance, gas, all that. Boom. You take care of the insurance and all that after the rest. And he gets in a wreck and dies in the car that I bought him. You know, that's gotta mess with you, right? What would have happened if I never bought him that car? Maybe he'd still be alive. You know? But at the end of the day, that's not my fault. Is it? I don't think so. Because maybe it was his time. And he would have been driving in that place at that time in any car. And the same thing may have happened. So, you can drive yourself crazy thinking about stuff like that. And, wondering if it's your fault and letting the guilt eat you up. But you have to live with these things, right? You have to live, as I used to tell my daughter, who's grown now, I said, you have to own your tragedies and your triumphs. And I don't know where I got that from, if I heard it somewhere or if I created it, but I've always told her that you have to own your tragedies and your triumphs, because all of these things make us who we are. All of our failures, all of our mistakes, all of our misgivings, we hope that we've learned from, and don't make those same mistakes again. Vision versus victim. Huh? The whole point of my entire podcast and this episode is to help. That's why I'm saying any and all of this. So, don't be a victim if you can help it. If you enjoy being a victim, lean into it. Be that. I'll be that. I'll be that. I just thought about that song by Redman. You know what I'm saying? But I don't have a lot of people on my team, in my circle, that are visionaries. And that's just a fact. You know, when I was growing up on the streets of New York, it was different kind of vision. You know, it's those big money dreams, visions. And I'm not going to implicate myself or say anything, but a lot of the dudes with them street visions we had are either dead or imprisoned, doing fed time and been in there for a long time. But a lot of them are dead. And that's just a fact. Because those streets, you take those street risks, sometimes the streets will eat you. They will kill you. And that's what happened. So I must be here for a reason still, right? And believe it or not, I get visits from them dead people. And I think about them often. I think about them in prison dudes that I used to run with that ain't never getting out. Or when they do get out, their life is over. You know what I'm saying? And that's real talk. You know what I'm saying? But these dreams I'm talking about are quote unquote legal dreams. Dreams that will not get me incarcerated. You know, maybe if I'm successful enough, maybe I'll get brought up on antitrust monopolization charges, like, you know, like they do on Apple and Facebook. See Mark, you know, boy face Mark Zuckerberg testifying. Saying what? We share, even though we buy every company that seems to be a threat, but we good. You know? Microsoft, same thing. Apple, same thing. Just recently, I think, was it Fortnite? Some large game just sued the Apple Store and left the Apple Store. Said the Apple Store is a monopoly. You know, Google Store is out there, yeah, but the real paper is, you know, the Apple App Store. And that, the, you know, they tried to bypass, I think it was Fortnite. They tried to bypass the App Store and implement their own payment system. And Apple said, get the hell off our platform. And it disrupted their whole joint. And I think that's still in some form of litigation at this time, because this is a recent development. You know what I'm saying? And speaking of Apple, and you know, I'm not getting paid. I'm not sponsored by anyone. I haven't read a single ad in over 30-something episodes in the 4 or 5 months. It's coming up on 5 or 6 months, actually, that I've been doing this podcast. And I'm hoping not to do that. This is why I ask for people to contribute so I can keep this ad free. You know, but Apple is a $2 trillion company. Let me just say that one more time. The richest company on earth is Apple, and they are valued at over $2 trillion. And I'm not exactly sure, so don't quote me. They're either there or they're fast approaching the $2 trillion mark. Trillion. Trillion. I just like saying that word, but it's an ungodly sum of money for any one person or any one corporation to have. Okay? You know, I have mentioned this in at least one other episode, but imagine for a second we did Earth 2.0. And on Earth 2.0, everybody worked at a job, not even call it a job. at a endeavor that they enjoyed. If you like farming, you farm. If you like making glass, you make glass. If you like making tires, you make tires. Whatever it is you like to do, and everybody fit into what they were naturally good at and what they naturally liked. And nobody had more than another. Everybody worked for the same wage, and that wage was put into a big pot and evenly dispersed. So, not one single human being living on Earth was without a roof over their head or food in their stomach, and had basic utilities such as heat, electricity, and water. All those things were paid for, including health care and education. On 2.0, people that suffered from mental health issues or that were criminal, particularly violently criminal, were put to their own island. Now, of course, maybe the criminal get their own island. And the mental health, we would find a way to help them. If they were incurably insane, I don't know. Maybe we'd euthanize them. That sounds inhumane, right? We euthanize dogs and cats and other animals every day by the hundreds. So if we knew somebody was unfixable and they had no positive contribution, what could we make them do that would be helpful? I don't know. I'll have it all figured out. But this would be my form of utopia. Okay? And every private jet, every yacht that's already been made could be shared by a certain amount of people every year. That would be a bonus reward or for some good deed or, you know, it's just got to be a better system than what we have now. That's all I'm saying. Why should anybody be hungry or homeless? Huh? Why? Why should one person have billions of dollars and another can't find a place to piss? Or a mother with three kids, they have to share a can of beans over 3 days. You know why? Because of vision versus victim. Okay? Because this structure of humanity has always been capitalism, right? Survival of the fittest. You get yours or not. By any means necessary, you step on who you need to step on, you kill who you need to kill, you disenfranchise who you need to disenfranchise, you cheat who you need to cheat, you do what you need to do to get on top. Case in point, the big college admission scandal that happened maybe 2 years ago now, where the rich were paying colleges, or not colleges directly, but trainers and coaches to get their kids into these colleges, into these high profile colleges. They didn't get the grades. They didn't have or demonstrate the intelligence. They cheated. They cheated. Just like so many people that have gotten into Ivy League positions or job positions. I know you've read an article where the company found out that the person lied about the college and the degree they had. And this has gone back historically, as far back as civilized world has been here. Humans are not about, hey, kumbaya, let's do this together. If I have some bread, you can have a piece. You can have a bite. I'll share with you. I don't care if you've earned it. I don't care if you're worthy of it. You're human, I'm human, you need to eat, I'm going to eat, we're going to eat together. No. It's dog eat dog. It's I'm going to do me, fuck you too. And I don't like it. I never have. you know, share a like. You know what I'm saying? And help your fellow man. You know, you hear all of these sayings, but it's not the system. The world is not designed like that. Right? And even if you're a visionary, if you have vision, a lot of times it's stifled or ridiculed because people can't see your vision. You know? I remember, what is the name of that movie with Will Smith? He played a real life person, and his son Jaden played in it. Jaden was still young, but he played a black stockbroker who struggled. Can't remember the name of the movie. Anyway, there was a scene in the movie where the father and the son, the young son, were playing basketball, and you know, the young son was going up to shoot. He's like, yeah, NBA and whatever. And the dad was like, you know, no, you're never going to be in the NBA. And what are you talking about? You know, and that's because he was putting his thoughts onto the son. And then he realized what he was doing. He caught himself. And he says, son, don't let anybody ever tell you that you can't do something. Not even me. And this is what I'm trying to tell you. If you are a victim, or if you are a visionary who's been, you know, unmotivated by the naysayers around you, don't let anybody tell you what you can't do. Yes, you will have to put in the work. You will have to write down the plan. You will have to follow through. You will have to remain consistent and dedicated to your dream. But you can do it. You can do it. Many others have done it, and you can do it. Can't stop, won't stop. Now, I'm not saying that you will acquire, you know, reach your dream. I hope you do. But as long as you're chasing it, it's a wonderful world. It's a wonderful day. You know, I'll never forget when I first got my first DBA, doing business ads, and I opened up my first bank account with my business name. And I still to this day, I'm looking at it, got my first check to my company, my very first one, up on my wall, framed. It's a reminder to myself, along with my little degree. And, you know, You gotta remind yourself sometimes. You have to remind yourself. And if nobody else around you thinks you can do it, if nobody else believes in you, if nobody sees your vision for whatever reason, whether they a small mind, an average mind, or a great mind, it doesn't matter. Your mind has decided to be a creator, not a consumer. Your mind sees your vision. And you are the only one that can spearhead that. Now, we all need support. We all need somebody that's got our back. And that doesn't have to be a smart person. It doesn't have to, you know, we need support in every way. And as long as you got somebody that's got your back, and hopefully you do, or that'll ride or die with you, or that loves you, you know, that's all that matters. But if you don't have that, you can still get it done. You know, if you don't feel comfortable by yourself, find a support group, find a mentor. If you dish that shy and you alone, you don't have no family, friends, children, you don't have none of that, you know, find a group, seek out someone, or read, you know, like I said, the Steve Jobs, the Albert Einsteins, the, you know, the Warren Buffetts, these pioneers, these, you know, people that brought great things to us and our society. Their ideas started somewhere inside of them. And I just want to help. I just want to change this world to utopia, y'all. And I know y'all keep hearing me say that, but that's all I want. And I think a step in that right direction, if more of us become creators, if more of us contribute positively, you know, to the planet. And if all you got is pretty feet, take pictures of them and put them on OnlyFans. You know, I don't know what people are going to do with those pictures, but hey, step in the right direction. You know, but follow your dream. Think about what you want to do now. Think about what you used to want to do. What your dream was. Make a new dream. What's your new dream? If you could do anything you wanted to right now, today, what would you do? What would you do if you could do anything in the world you wanted? Don't be a victim. Be a visionary, y'all. Open your eyes and pursue your vision. I'm Mike, and this has been the Mike's Opinion Podcast. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you so much for listening to Mike's Opinion. Logic Unleashed.